Lori? Hi, how are you? Finally we connect, huh?
I'm okay.
Oh. What's going on? You sound like you're a little down.
Well, really? Our air conditioner went out.
Oh, and that's hard being in the Midwest, huh? It's probably hot
well,
and humid
it's really
right
hot now.
Now.
Yeah, it's hot now. I mean, it's not as hot probably over there, but, I mean, it's different hot, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different kind of heat because it's
and
very, very...
I can't afford to get a new one or anything because it costs over $10,000.
Wow.
You know, just to fix it would cost $6,000, and I can't even afford that even. And I said, and I don't qualify for that. And is what happened is that, well, here's the thing. The person who lived here with me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't pay the bill a long, long time ago when I moved out. So,
yeah.
Well, and then for 3 years, you know, everything's been good. I was caught up on my bill. And then all of a sudden, I turn around and then I know I'm caught up in the bill and says, and then I'm checking, you know, to see when the next, you know, what's next, you know, for the next month. And
yeah.
I'm $1,000. I'm like, okay, that's not right. And that's,
wow.
And then I said, oh, no, he didn't. No, they didn't. And I called them up and I said, okay, for 3 years, you without this, you know, you started me as a new person, you know, taking over, you know, as a, you know, and I said, that don't make no sense. Yeah, but and I'm like, okay, this is wrong.
Right.
So
oh, my goodness, Lori.
I can get an air conditioner no matter what now until that's paid off. And that's going to take me, it's going to take me longer than the summer to pay it off. So I was like, what the hell?
Well, you know, my mom, before she passed away, she lived in a very hot part of California up in San Bernardino County,
uh-huh.
And it would get into the hundreds in the summer, and her air conditioner stopped working, and she thought she was in your situation where she needed like $6,000 to $10,000 to get a new one. Well, she had a handyman come over, and I forgot what it was. It was like a fuse or a belt or something that he put in there. It was like $100, and the whole unit started working again. So
well,
I was shocked because
I owe $200 or whatever $400 for them to come up and tell me what was wrong with it, and that's why it's not going to cost a handyman.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking too. Is that she happened to be lucky that it was someone that was honest? Because what if you get someone that's not honest? You know, obviously they're going to charge you for the visit, and then they're going to charge you for parts. And next minute they're going to say you need a new unit. You know, so that's the catch-22 on it.
Well, the funny thing is that the guy acted like he was new at first. And I'm like,
yeah.
he kept reading the instructions on the air conditioner and everything else. I'm like, what is he doing? And I'm like, I thought he knew how to do these things.
Yeah.
You know? And it took him 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
And just to tell me that there's a leak in the air conditioner.
Well, you know, another option might be, I saw at Sam's Club the other day, they had the, like, air conditioner units that are like, they're kind of bulky, but they like sit on the floor and you,
yeah,
you know, you hook them up through the window. Yeah, they were on sale for like $269. So with tax and everything, it would be like $300. And I actually. Yeah, so that might be something, just if it gets unbearable, probably it's not strong enough to cool your whole house, but at least put it in a smaller room and keep the door closed, and when you get overheated, you could go sit in there and try to relax a little bit, you know, just to kind of get through the summer and figure out if it's going to be worth it to fix it or not, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, and then I haven't been getting any business, which is okay, you know, because I don't got any hair.
Oh, that's
true. And I
feel
bad because I'm like, you know, I don't want the dogs to suffer, even though we do have a basement. And so I'm going to fix up the basement so that, you know, nice and stuff, so that the animals can go down there.
Right.
You know, even me, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So in the basement, you could maybe put fans on and it's a little bit cooler down there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to, it's cooler in the basement anyway, you know, in any basement, you know, no matter where you're at. But,
yeah,
I've been having such difficulties, you know, so, but I'm telling you, and then, you know, CenterPoint, you know, the gas company, you know, they gave me a number that says, call this number if you're going to, you know, dispute it. What, he gave me a number that was not working.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm like, I called back, and then, of course, I got this ass on the phone with a guy. Not to say all guys are asses, but you know what I'm saying.
I didn't think you were saying that, Lori. That's funny.
He's like, and he's talking to me as I'm in like, I can't remember, I was in a store. And and he goes, well, you know, this, the only have plans you have, da, 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 you know, and I'm like, oh, for God's sake, you know, and I said, and neither one was going to save me a whole lot of money. You know, they think it was, but it wasn't. And I'm like, whatever, you know. And so I call up, you know, I mean, he tells me, and I said, so when does this start? He goes, immediately. And I'm like, well, I can't pay that today.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Like no, on the 5th. Well, he lied to me. It wasn't on the 5th. And I had to call because everything was so confusing. I call and they've got $400 and some, and I'm like, I'm not sure. I said, he told me it was only going to be this much, and then you're telling me. And now I call the automated service. I hate those things.
Yeah.
And it tells me I owe $400 and some. And then, you know, she told me, because I forgot all about it, that they are charging me for that person to come out and find out what's wrong with the damn thing. And I'm like, well, I should have complained about it anyways, because he didn't know what the motherfucker he was doing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take no 3 hours to read instructions to keep going back up and forth. And those dogs need to go out. And I'm like, you know, these dogs can't wait anymore. They need to go out. You know, let's just call it quits or whatever, because I can't wait for you to figure it out. You're going up and down, up and down, and up and down, and you just don't know what the hell it is. And I don't know if it's true, if it's a leak or not, but I can't afford somebody else to come out. And, you know, I can't pay no one right now.
Right. Oh, Lori.
You know? And I thought, what the hell? And then I got clients that owe me money, and I keep trying to get a hold of this owner, you know, and another lady, she owed me over $600, and she only paid me $4, and then she took off. And see, I wasn't even here, so I couldn't even confront her or nothing when she picked up her dog. And, you know,
Fucking
Philip doesn't know how to do it. He's so stupid. I mean, he's a damn mind, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I see you're still waiting for that spine donor.
Well, it's like that old saying, if you want to get something done right, do it yourself. I mean, he should have been equipped to do it, but it's never that case, right?
He just doesn't know how to handle anything, you know, and I can see why he has no friends and no, and the only job he could do was factory work, because he was dumb as a nail.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, I'm always afraid that if I leave, you know, what has happened before is that I leave and the dog gets out, and dogs have gotten out when he's been here by himself. And then he calls me as a police out here saying, well, we have a problem. And I'm like, why can't you just freaking deal with it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he's making more problems for you, and then you have to deal with it. Yep, I hear you, Lori.
And yet he's the one that let the damn dog out. You know, I mean,
so
not on purpose, you know what I'm saying.
I just wanted to let you know that I did enter that new card into the system, and you said, oh, don't run it, just call me first. But the system does try to process it once daily, and it did say not that it was low on funds. It says transaction has been declined 4, which that code 4 typically means there's fraud on the account or something. So
no,
I don't know if maybe I... Okay, so is the correct expiration supposed to be 5/28? I think that's what you put in there.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look again what it says.
Because this will make no sense, because I just used it. Another bill was just paid with it, because I didn't know, I forgot I had to pay that one. And I'm like, oh, shit, and then, of course, I forgot you guys, too, so.
Well, 5/28 and then 7/42 on the back.
I had $93 in the account, so it's like, And then I called them, you know, to see if they took it
out.
And
that's
what
I want to do right now. I want to make sure we update the billing to the correct info, and then I can push that date out for you, because I don't want the system to try to process it if you don't have it, you know. So my only question is...
Yeah, it's incorrect if you say it's fraud, because it's still me, and like I said, it's already been paying bills on it. So I paid the electric the other day, and then the other one, because they were going to shut off the electric, you know.
Can you look at it again, and I'll read you what I have? Maybe I have a digit off.
Go ahead, I know by heart.
Okay, do you have the card on you?
I know by heart, just tell me.
Oh, is it 4153?
No, 4143.
Oh, that's it. And then 9703?
Yes.
0276? 4836. Okay,
yeah.
So it should be 4143, not 4153. Okay, and then it's 528. Is it 742 on the back, Lori?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it was. It was just that 5 should have been a 4. I'll fix that. 4143.
Because I'm like, what? I know that can't be, because how can you?
Well,
I've had trouble before where companies would say, well, we don't accept your card. And I'm like, well, everybody else does. Why is it you don't?
I think it was just a typo, because I just copied the number that you sent me on Facebook, and I just went back to the Facebook, and it says 4153, so I think you just accidentally
put it.
But it's okay. I fixed it for you.
I
fixed it. But what day are you thinking would work better? Because I don't want it to try to process it anytime soon if you're having, you know, all that's going on. You want me to push it out another week or so, or... What are you thinking?
Well, like I said, I was explaining to you that this one lady owes me money still. And I don't know why she keeps refusing to work. But she's like, got her dog. And I say, well, when are you coming to get your dog? Well, oh, maybe not this week, but maybe next week. And I'm like, you need to make up your mind. I said, regardless of when you're picking her up, I said, she can stay here longer, but I said, you need to pay me. And she doesn't come through with no payment.
Wow.
I bother her and she still doesn't, you know.
I stretched it out as far as I could, because remember, your July 28th payment is going to be a service credit. So I put this one out 2 weeks from Friday, which will be on July 26th. Hopefully... you get it sooner, and if you do, I know you're really good at calling me and saying, hey, Tina, just process the payment now. But that way, at least there's going to be no further attempts until July 26th, right? And, you know, I know
and
you always find a way to come
up
with it.
Not everybody has this card number yet, so
yes.
The chances are lessened of them taking it out, of anybody taking it out. Because I thought about that, and I'm like, I can also freeze my card, and then when I get, you know, I mean, anything can, you know, I can do a lot of things, you know. I could have done it with my old card, and I just kept forgetting to do it, you know. Because I watch somebody else who does it, and every time they get to the store, well, I got to unlock this, and and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to go through all that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good that you have that option, because I remember before you'd put money in and before I could even process it, someone else would take it, right? So it's a good thing you at least have that option if you ever needed it. I know it's an extra step and no one wants to go through that at the store, but at least you do have an option if the need arose, you know? So
Yeah.
So, well, thank you again.
The dog that's going to the bathroom in the corner over here didn't even know it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? Black stuff over here behind the... And I'm like, oh, no, that is a dog.
It's probably too hot to go outside. He's trying to find a cooler place.
It's a her, and I, you know, and it's like, I don't know why she does it. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
And, did I tell you that... that I have a new puppy named Israel.
No, you didn't. Oh, that's a beautiful name. I love that. What kind of puppy is Israel?
He's a mix. He's a smaller dog, but he just loves June. They love June. And his brother's name is Gideon. And I'm trying to rehome him. I'm trying to find him a home.
Oh my goodness. They have Bible names, huh?
But you know what? Somebody else is trying to get rid of their, you know, their Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
He says we might need to give him a new home. And I said, you know, I'd take him in a heartbeat because
yeah.
I don't have one. And I said, I've had two now. This is my second. I said, there's no dog I'd rather have, you know? And he goes,
yeah.
Okay. And then I would name him Levi.
Oh, cute. Another Bible name. Aw.
See, I didn't know that until I asked Google. I go,
yeah.
I'm running out of Bible names, and I'm like, well, what Bible names are left for God? For, you know, for the for
yeah.
the And then the Google tells me some names, and I'm like, so I said, is Levi a Bible name? And she said, yes, it is. And I'm like,
Aww.
Oh. I mean,
that's
I had to look up. I had to ask people, too, and they said, what Bible names are there left, you know? I said I already had
yeah.
David and Tobias and Obadiah, Samuel, Jonah, Noah, Simon, you know. And I said, you
yeah.
know, and I said, the list went on. And I'm like, I don't think, and Elijah. I said,
yeah, yeah, all the typical
I said,
ones.
What else is there left? I said, I
yeah.
have no idea. And one
That's
said,
funny.
Jedediah and Solomon. And I said, those just don't come off my tongue very well.
Yeah, no, Levi is cute. Actually, my neighbor has a little boy named Levi. She has Noah, and then her baby's name is Levi. And I think those are both cute names, you know, very cute. So.
And then I was going to ask you, how is your little cup holder working?
I love it. I was just going to thank you again for the nice gift. It fits nicely on my office chair, and I use it all the time, and I think it's so sweet of you. And I don't know if it was the first one you sent or the second one, but eventually it showed up. So I really appreciate it, Lori.
It was
thank
the first one because I almost was ready to order more, and I'm thinking, and then when you finally checked, and I'm like, it should have taken that long. It should have taken 3 pops long, the most.
I know. I don't understand the post office sometimes, you know. I told you before, my dad lives in Chicago, and I'll always mail him his birthday card or anniversary card or whatnot like a week ahead of time. And sometimes he gets it on time, and sometimes he doesn't. And one time, he was kind of upset because it was like 4 or 5 days late, and I told him, check the postmark on there. Like, I mailed it on time. I don't know what else I could do, you know? I was like, because I've actually before, like, if I knew it wouldn't be there on time, I paid for, like, the priority mail or the express mail, but I knew, like, I had enough time for it to arrive, and then it must have gotten lost or something, because I don't know why it took, like, almost 2 weeks to get there that time, you know? And with your
gift, It took longer.
I know.
And,
that's
you know,
what you
and
told
I said,
me.
But I put it in the mailbox. You know, the mailbox is that blue thing. You know, the mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, by the post office. And I said, I wonder if they even check that every day and you know go in there every day. I wondered about that, and then I thought, well, God, you know. And then I said, did I put enough postage on it? Did you see
yeah.
all the postage I put on it?
I saw. It was so cute. I was like, and then they were like the cartoon postage too. I'm like, she is so cute. You would be a.
I made sure that I put lots of stamps on to make sure it get there. And I thought, I don't know why it would have gotten there. And I said, but it didn't come back here at all. So
yeah.
I said, I don't know. I said, you might have to check your post office or something and ask. Because
yeah.
it's not sitting here because it would come right back to me, you know, and I'm thinking.
I'm
well,
so
no,
happy I didn't have to check with the post office. It just eventually showed up. I figured it would because that happens every now and again, and it always comes. But it was just weird that it took so long. But I appreciate it. That was very sweet of you.
What about the employees? Do they notice it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're all working remotely now because of, remember I told you after COVID, they had us work remotely, and it worked out so successfully that our owner said we're going to continue with it. And so he rented out our office building to another business because he owns the building. So now he gets the rent from the other business, and he still gets to keep Local Splash all remote, which is kind of cool because we meet every day, 3 times a day on video chats. And, you know, that's why I'm always like, oh, Lori, I got to go. I'm going into a meeting, you know. So we meet 3 times a day on video chats. And some of the people, since we've been working remotely, have even moved to different parts of the country. We just found out our finance girl yesterday in our all-hands meeting, she moved to Florida. But she came on the Zoom call just like she was sitting right here in our backyard, you know. It was kind of cute, and here she's in Florida, you know. So And he likes that. Our Dave Rodecker, our owner, he likes that. He's like, you guys can go like anywhere in the world you want now and you can still keep your job because, you know, you can anywhere with an internet connection, you can still do it, you know? So, but.
And guess what else I got for you? It's not really for you. It is for your pups.
What is it? That's so sweet.
It's protection from on the bottom of the feet. They look like little boots, but they're not boots. But they aren't. They're little pads that you put on the bottom of your dog's feet for when it's really hot on the car.
You know what? My biggest dog, Hippo, he's the one that's like 96 pounds. He needs that because when I walk him, even if it's like only 75 out, but the sun's out, he's so dramatic. His tongue will be hanging out and he's walking in the grass. And if we're walking on the sidewalk and he sees like a car parked, he'll like go really fast and try to walk in the little sliver of shade that's next to the car. And I'm like, boy, he must have really sensitive feet because the little one, which is the one that I took over when my mom passed away, she's a little Havanese. She must have strong feet because she'll run out there if it's 98 degrees right on the blacktop and she runs around like it's nothing, you know? But he's so sensitive like when it comes to heat. So sometimes like if I can take him on the weekends to the dog park in the morning or the afternoon, I don't even take him. I wait till the evening because I'm like, he's going to be so dramatic and not want to play, you know? He's just going to sit there and look like he's suffering or something. So,
you know what though? Well, I'll tell you that my dogs do the same thing. Jonah, if I take him for walk, he's 112 pounds. That's the main walk. He gets really overheated too. I mean, fast. I mean, it takes him. I mean, he's always overheated, it seems like. No matter what. Even if there's
the
snow, he's
a
overheated.
Lot of fur,
and it's
right?
Like, really? He doesn't have as much as you think, but still. It's like, I mean, you walk him down and it's like his tongue. I mean, really, I never knew his tongue was that long.
Yeah, me too. I always laugh when I take him because I'm like, he's being so dramatic, like a 15-minute walk out, you know, and it's not like I'm doing it in the heat of day. I'll do it either early in the morning or late, like towards evening, you know, so it's never like right in the heat of day, but he'll make it look so dramatic, you know, like I've been out there walking him for 2 hours or something, you know.
But they really get overheated fast, and you know, it's not just the feet. I also got something else for the dogs.
Yeah, what is it?
It cools them up. It's a little, it's an ice pack thing for around the neck. It's like a collar thing.
Oh, and do they keep it on or do they try to get it off?
No, you keep it on. They won't try to get it off. It's a collar thing.
Oh, and they like it. Wow.
And I can send you a picture of it, but they can stay out, you know, as long as you want them to, until you're ready to use them, then you stick them into the freezer.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, make sure it's been in long enough and then you can take it out and stick it on.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, on the neck. And, cause I thought to myself, I'm going to, you know, and it's for people too. One size fits all.
We bought something like that in Hawaii when we were at the swap meet. It was like a cooling towel and it had these little beads in it. And they said exactly that, like put it in the freezer the night before. And when we were coming home on the plane and we were getting so hot because everybody's like in such a small compartment, I remember we wore those cooling towels and they helped tremendously. They were really good, you know?
Well, this one is a cooling tube. It looks like a collar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Collar shape, whatever you want to call it. And also I got my dog, when I take my dog for a walk, you know, they also have one of those leashes where you can squirt water on them.
Oh, I found the cooling tube. I Googled it. I put dog cooling tube and I found it. Oh, it's very neat. It's cool looking. It does look like a collar. That's
and did
great.
You see the, and did you see the leash too that squirts out water?
No, I didn't see that. I'm trying to look.
There is one and I have one. I have one, just one, of course, because I'm not going to take all of the dogs. You know, I can't take all of the dogs for a walk at once.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, I mean, if I did it with other people's dogs, yeah, I would do that, but not my own, because that's a lot of dogs to walk for me.
Yeah. You know, I talked to a lady today, and it was just one of our clients just to collect her payment, and she was in the San Diego area, And she told me that she has 45 dogs. I couldn't believe it. She said
they're 45 dogs?
45. She said she used to be an engineer and she had a full-time job and she kept finding like stray dogs that needed help. So she kept taking in one after another after another.
Oh,
and before she knew it, she had 45 dogs. And so now she quit her engineering job and she has a dog grooming business, a mobile dog grooming business. And I told her like, wow, you must be an animal lover. And she said, oh, I love what I do now because I'm grooming dogs. And to me, it just feels like I'm playing with dogs all day and I love it, you know, but I couldn't believe it. I'm like, that's a lot of animals to take care of, you know? And she
said, what they do, they call that hoarding, animal hoarding.
Well, that's what I asked her. I said, you know, maybe since you have that many dogs, you could get like a grant or something to like take care of them. And she said, yeah, but that's very like time consuming to have to fill that out and get it approved. And she's like, it's okay. I just take care of them myself. But I'm like, 45 dogs, that's a lot, you know?
So, you know, and you know, I watched, you know, that hoarding program, animal hoarding. Believe me, I know a lady who does the cats too. She said she has like, I don't know, 20, 30 cats. And I'm like, in your house? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I mean, I didn't say that loud, but I was like, what do you do? And I said, how do you afford all the vets? And she goes, I don't. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not good then. I said, that's not taking care of them.
That's what I was thinking, because I told her how I have three, and when I see a stray, I always want to help it and take in more, but I know, like, I can't handle more than the ones I have. And she's like, of course you could. They don't need that much room. All they need is love and to be fed. But I'm like, but they also need to have exercise and to be played with and to go out and walk and, you know.
And make sure that they don't have any diseases that she's carrying in strays.
Exactly.
Some of them can have some illnesses, and guess what?
Yep.
The lady with cats, she told me, oh, well, when they just die, they die. And I'm like, you just let them die in your home? What is wrong with you?
Wow.
And see, I don't like that. And you know what? They think they're doing, and I know, I understand that the heart's in the right place at the time, but when you got too many, there's no way you can take care of them all, no matter how you look at it.
I agree. Yeah, you know what? I didn't think of it like that, but she probably has that problem where she's an animal hoarder and she doesn't even realize it. She thinks she's helping them.
They don't
but
know
I,
that they
I
don't
was
know
shocked when she told me, yeah, they don't need much room. They just need a little space and then to feed them. And I'm like, no, I have the three that I have need more than a little space and to feed them. They need like constant attention, you know? So, but,
I mean, mine don't need constant attention. I mean, but you know, when you have 45, you're bound to get a lot of dogs that need it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Because you have to pass it along and it's like, you can't. And I told that, I was thinking and I said, you know, there's so many people I didn't tell her who she, you know, anybody who she was or anything. Not yet anyway.
Yeah.
Because I just don't do that. And I'm like, you know, and they said, well, and if she's letting those cats die in her home.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I don't know what she's doing with them afterwards. I don't want to know. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't want to know. She's probably throwing them in the garbage. I don't know. That's just wrong, too.
Oh, that's really
sad. You know what
sad.
I mean? That's just wrong,
yeah.
too, because even I'm 40, they tell you that it's wrong. You don't let,
well,
you know.
Maybe she has a little pet cemetery in her backyard. Who knows? That's even weird, too, you know?
Well, kind of, because when my cat died, I thought, no, I would feel weird about that. The dog would take it up or something, you know? I didn't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you never
so
know.
I was kind of scared, but I'm still scared for those cats. And she's still taking in cats or whatever, and she's still got that many, or they're dying off. She goes, well, they're all pretty old now. And I'm like, but still, you don't. And I says, you still take them to the vet. Doesn't, you know, if one's 8 years old, that doesn't mean you let it get sicker and die, you retard.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's not right either. So that's pretty much how she said it. And I thought, the more I talked to people, they said, you know, if you're an animal lover, and, they, you know, I mean, chances are that they could be put down, too. And I said, well, I guess I'd rather have that than if they're just going to die anyway in her house like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Neither one is really a good thing. You know, because then I'd feel crappy anyway. But
well,
I
it's
said,
a better way to do it so they're not suffering, too. You know, I had to do that to two of mine.
Case.
In the past.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if it's affording to feed them and litter and everything. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's how I told her.
If she's even doing it.
she could
she
probably get a grip. Yeah, but she seemed like she had a problem at her other place too, because she said, I was living in this city and then the neighbor complained, so now I live in this other city and I still have my 45 dogs. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Wow. Yeah. But
and
in any case,
I better
wrap it up because I have some calls stacking up, Lori, but I did push the billing out to July 26th. The system will start trying to process it again on that day. So if, you know, hopefully you get it sooner and we get it squared away, again, you won't be charged for the July 28th because that's your free month anyway. So if you need a little more time, no problem. We can talk about that. If, you know, on the 26th, just, you know, you still need more time, just let me know and I can push it out again, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's just like I got to stop being nice all the time. And it's like how, people will find a way around it no matter what I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would almost say, like, if it gets extreme like that, start telling them, like, you're going to have a late fee. And then if that doesn't work, because you can't collect a late fee from someone that's not going to pay. You can also tell them, you know, if I don't have this animal picked up by noon on such and such date, then I'm going to surrender it to animal control. You know, I know you wouldn't really do that, but just see if something like that would, like, get them to say, oh, no, I don't want my dog in animal control, and then they'll come pick it up and pay you something, you know. So that's, you know, maybe try that, even though you would never do it. Just see if you send them a certified letter or something saying, hey, you have until this day at noon to pick up your animal and to pay. Or even say work out a payment arrangement just in case they don't have the whole amount. At least they could pay you something, right? So
I've done that though. And guess what? People don't pay me then either.
Yeah, I know. But at that point, it's better to have the dog picked up and get something than to just continue to have the animal and get nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you might want to, just try to, in a friendly way, say this is going to happen if you don't, and just see if it, you know, you get a better response that way. But I don't know either. It's kind of, you know, people are sketchy. They'll come up with every excuse in the book, right?
Don't they?
Yep, they will. They will. Absolutely.
Or I'm impressed I can't come this week. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some people shouldn't have them then. But, okay, I'll wrap it up then, Lori, because, like I said, I have these other calls stacking up. But it's always great to talk to you. I appreciate you so much, not only as a client but also as a friend. I know you and I have dealt with each other for a long time. So I'll talk to you soon. And if you need anything before the 26th, just reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care now, Lori. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.